Let's talk music. Thursday is Music Critic Day, and Iana Te Nahu Owen. Well, that's got a nice ring to it.
It does, doesn't it?
Is that the first time you've been introduced on RNZ as Iana Te Nahu Owen?
I believe it was just on Song Crush on the weekend, but it's still pretty special.
Great.
Still fresh.
Congratulations on the new name. It's beautiful.
Thanks, mate. Yeah.
So what's our approach today? What are we doing?
So today I thought, you know, lots of radio stations and media companies are all doing best of 2019 lists, so I thought I would do the same for you. So I brought along a couple of songs from my favourite albums of 2019.
Great, and the first one I'm very excited about because she was announced as touring with Aldous Harding, and I thought, oh, she must be good then, but I'd never heard of her before.
Yeah, and have you checked her out since? Or?
I played a track, and I loved it, and I loved it. I was just a bit embarrassed because I didn't know, much like my issue with David Bellamy's sewer inspecting before, I didn't know quite how to pronounce her name.
Right, okay, yeah, so it is spelled W-E-Y-E-S, so most people think it's Wheeze or Ways, but it's actually Wise Blood, like W-I-S-E.
Great.
So, yeah, that's who we're talking about today, Wise Blood.
Wheeze Blood wouldn't be good, no.
I think Wallace said that once.
Did he? Yeah, that sounds right.
I sent him an email about that.
Was it you who emailed me when I called them Tame Impala?
No,
Tame Impala.
Tame Impala, maybe.
Yeah, I thought it was like a Māori artist from New Zealand, yeah.
Oh, Tame Waipara or something.
Yeah. Okay, Wise Blood, tell us about it. It's her, isn't it? It's basically a solo.
Pretty much, yeah. It's the project of Natalie Mering. She's 30 years old and she's from Santa Monica. And, you know, Wise Blood is, her project, and it is quite different from what she has done previously. She's actually from sort of like an experimental noise underground sort of punk scene, and Wise Blood is far from that. It's kind of, I describe it as anachronistic sound to it. It sounds like it's come straight out of the
70s.
And when I saw her, and she has been in New Zealand before, which is great, and also coming with Aldous is a bonus as well, but when I saw her, she was wearing like these massive bell-bottom trousers and like a crop top. She totally has the 70s thing going
cool.
on. But her...
And great name for an album, right?
Great name, Titanic Rising, yeah. And it was produced by Jonathan Rado, and I don't know if many listeners know the band Foxygen, but they're sort of known for their 70s... sort of sound, rock, throwback band. The track that we're going to hear today anyway is Something to Believe. And I think it sounds instantly familiar. When you play it on, it sounds like when you put it on, it sounds like The Carpenters, like songs like Superstar or Let Me Be the One. And I think Natalie's voice often gets likened to Karen Carpenter. Like it's really pure, beautiful tone. I don't know if you're a fan of The Carpenters, but I personally...
Yeah, they're not quite in my wheelhouse, but I get it.
Yeah. Yeah, cool.
Oh, let's get it on. She's got a great look too, by the way.
Let's chuck it on.
Wise Blood, Something to Believe.
Drank a lot of coffee today. Got lost in the fray. I gave all I had for a time. Then by some strange design, I got a case of the empties. The ruler of my world, a lost, forgotten pearl. Tonight.
sound. Hope that's a new artist you might look up some more of. Wise Blood, spelled W-E-Y-E-S, Something to Believe. Really great sound, pretty distinctive, as you say. Could be from a different era.
Yeah, absolutely.
And she's interviewed with Tony Stamp on RNZ, yeah?
She has, yeah. I highly recommend, if you're like that, go check it out. It was one of the most interesting, and, you know, she's just so articulate and thoughtful and considered in her approach to everything.
Her and Elvis on one stage, eh?
I know. And Purple Pilgrims.
Purple Pilgrims. Is that what do I know about them?
Local band, you know, okay. One of the top releases of 2019 in the Song Crush for local acts, from the Coromandel to Sisters. Stunning looking, stunning music. Yeah, they're incredible. So that three lineup is just, you know, insane.
Buy a ticket.
Yeah, buy a ticket. Get in there.
Okay.
Auckland Festival, March.
It's Yana Tenahu Owen who is choosing the music today. What else do you have for us?
So one of the other favourite albums of this year for me was Angel Olsen's album All Mirrors. And, you know, we have played a couple of her tracks, you know, a couple of the singles from her this year on RNZ a bit. All Mirrors was one of the singles, and then, of course, one called Lark. But I'm going to play a different song today, and I'm going to tell you why. It's because I've been doing a bit of reflecting as well as putting this list together of best ofs, and I've been thinking that's been a really intense year for New Zealand this year, you know.
It has.
You and I both probably working on shows when, you know, I was on Checkpoint when the mosque attacks broke. Yeah. I was on Checkpoint when the Grace Mullane trial verdict came in, and then also on Monday with the White Island, and you would have gone on and done your daily nightly show on them as well, and it's just been so intense and full on. So I was thinking, you know, music often, it doesn't, you know, not to sound reductive, but music does help during those times. And so the song from Angel Olsen that I want to play today is called Summer. And
you're going to make us all cry.
Well, I hope not. Sorry. But, you know, actually crying is good. Everyone can have a bit of a tonguey. But she wrote it about heartbreak and breakups, but I've used it a bit. About, you know, how it's been for New Zealand this year in Aotearoa. And it's all about getting through to make it to the summer and the good things in life. So, yeah, that's the kind of vibe that I'm going for today.
Beautifully said.
Do you want to know more about her? Or
No, let's just get it on.
All right, cool.
Perfect introduction. Here's Angel Olsen, Summer. Cool.
Thank you.
RNZ National, it's Angel Olsen and Summer. Well chosen, Yana Tenahu Owen.